that isn't the Happy House song. I don't know what it is. We are here. Welcome back to Brashonomics. We're here with Jim Estrada, owner of Property Inspector LLC. And Jim, you've always had an incredible passion for the inspection business. And today you're going to start a little segment called The Happy Home with Jim Estrada. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me back, Ben.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So right now, we're in a position. We're yesterday it was 100 degrees in my house, it felt like. Paige actually turned on the air conditioning for the first time. And some of these hidden issues that people, well, in Seattle, everybody says, oh, I can't wait till it gets warm out. And then everybody complains that it's too hot, and then it starts raining for 6 months. And then everybody complains that it's not sunny. So it's a tough item. But there's hidden issues with any weather when it comes to owning a home. And right now, there's a lot of people who, like us, it's hard to sleep when it gets hot. What do people do?
Well, I think the best thing is the beanie with the propeller that goes on top. That's flexible. You can take it with you.
Little spray bottle.
Exactly.
Wet towels.
Exactly. Fans are a great, easy solution. Window air conditioners, of course, are an easy, easy solution. And I think most people in Seattle can deal with our 80 and 90 degree weather during the day. The problem is can you sleep or not? So the window air conditioner is a good idea, but the problem is it makes so darn much noise. And when you got that noise going, all of a sudden you can't sleep. You can buy one nicely for, $200 to $1,000. So it's real
just don't wait till
affordable.
It's hot out because they're sold out the first 80 to 90 degree day.
Isn't it amazing?
All sold out at Home Depot.
They sit there for months and months and
that's
months,
right.
And then in 1 week they're gone. But there is a fairly new system here in the States that they've actually used in Asia for a lot of years, a split system that allows you basically to have your outdoor without ducting, just with lines coming in, much more like a heat pump, to have air conditioning in your house. And you can also have that actually be a heat pump where you get heat and air conditioning. But it separates all the noise makers, all the compressors and stuff, keeps those outside to keep the decibels down in the house so it's easy for you to sleep.
Is there a big difference between that and, like, say, a central air conditioning unit?
Well, the nice thing about the split system is it can be localized. You can have just a unit per room. The wonderful thing about a full-size unit, of course, is it's going to keep your whole house at a nice, comfortable temperature. So it's just a little bit of function of how you use your house, how you want to live. It's a much more affordable, the split system, than the big system. The big system, of course, you have to put in all the ducting, okay? And then we start to talk about people adding air conditioning to existing systems, okay? In the Northwest, we're lucky because we don't really require much air conditioning to make us much more comfortable. Down in the Southwest, as an example, you need to have ducting at both the top of the ceiling and at the floor for both your returns for your air and your heat to circulate properly. In the Northwest, I've only seen that one time in a house that I've inspected. Every house typically just has one ducting system all coming out of the floor, and it seems to work fine, just like our load levels down in the Southwest. You want to see at least 1 ton of AC, basically, that's how they measure it, per 500 square feet, where up here we can probably do 1 ton for 1,000 square feet.
And what are the differences in, let's just talk about cost, because air conditioning is expensive to run. And, I remember living down in Arizona, going to school down there, we had swamp coolers, which were the inexpensive way, college budget, sucking the air through the water and pumping it out, which doesn't work here, I don't think. But is there a big cost difference between, like, running a central AC unit and the split level, split kind?
The split system is going to be localized in terms of just you're going to do one room, so you're going to use a lot less versus trying to use it on the whole house. So, of course, that's going to be much more efficient. Probably the ideal situation really for the Northwest is a heat pump. The ideal temperature for a normal heat pump is a temperature range from about 40 to 90, 95 degrees. So the extremes of those ends, a heat pump does not work. Now, they can put in different materials. They actually have heat pumps down in Antarctica, okay? So they can do that. But the normal transfer is 40 to about 90, 95 degrees.
So that, okay? You're talking about actually to warm up your home.
To warm up your home or to cool your home.
So okay? A heat pump can cool your house.
A heat pump will excellently cool your house.
Okay, now you're going to have to explain it.
Up to about 90, 95 degrees, okay? And then after that, it doesn't really do as good a job, okay? And then it will heat.
But it'll cool it to 95.
No. It will actually be cooling your house until it gets about 95.
Oh, got it.
And then it's not efficient enough to keep up with temperatures in the hundreds. Okay. And then it will has a reversing valve, and it just transfers the direction of where it's taking heat from. Okay. So basically, it's going to take heat from the house, take it outside, and let it go and bring cold air in. But basically, we're transferring heat out. Okay. So it's going to seem like we're bringing cold in, but really, we're taking heat out.
Is that a common thing here? Because that seems like it would work really well based on what you're talking about.
Well, it's not as common as it should be. There are great incentives right now, government incentives. You can actually get some of the heat pump systems for about 50% paid for by the government. And it is a great way to go. The ideal system, in my opinion, is a heat pump with a natural gas backup emergency. So when your temperatures drop below 35 degrees, you can have that the gas kick on when you need it.
And we got about a minute left. What type of maintenance is with a heat pump? I mean, is there a larger maintenance cost? Is there air filtration similar to maybe an air conditioner or a heater?
Well, air filtration is identical. Air filtration really, I always think to this one statement that I heard, and I agree with it so much, is that the quality of the air in your home is directly proportional to the amount of filter changes on your heating system, okay? And the typical filter that you get, the one-inch filter, is designed basically to keep dirt and grime out of the furnace. It has nothing to do with taking the molds and the allergens out of the air. So we definitely would like to see people go to the HEPA filters if they have any of those kinds of issues and problems. Definitely a 4-inch filter. We want to change them, at least a 1-inch filter every month and a 4-inch filter every 3 months minimum.
And similar costs, is that the only maintenance that's required? Because, you know, I think on my heater it says to have service almost every year. Is that similar with a heat pump?
Well, the ideal situation with a furnace and air conditioning system is to service them pretty much every year. Heat pump is running all the time, and one of the things you don't want to do with a heat pump is try to recover quickly. Okay, so you're going to pretty much leave your heat pump on almost all the time to have it be the most efficient. Okay, so you want to make sure you buy the right size too, so it's not cycling on and off.
Well, there you go. That's Jim Estrada showing you how to have a happy home. And, you know, there's a lot of fact in that most people think air conditioning is probably the only way to cool a house. But now we know there's a heat pump that can help you do the same thing. Big issue sometimes in these